You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are joined by an incredible Aotearoa talent. They've just put out their new track, Red Sunset, ahead of a new album which is dropping in February of the same name. We have Bec Runga joining us from Tamaki Makaurau here to talk about that new track, Red Sunset, which was released in November last year, I think it was. Good morning to you, Bec. How are we?
Zach, how are you? Yeah, I'm
Oh, sorry, what was that? Your internet was cutting out, sorry.
Oh, no, not my internet. It's really rainy up here in Auckland. But yeah, I just said hi and thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. I'm very, very, very happy to have you. Before we launch into talking about the track, I want to know, you know, how was your festive season? Did you get up to much for Christmas, New Year's?
I had a chill one. I just stayed at home, and because we're about to go on tour, so tour is like a big like rigmarole, and so now's the time for rest. And then, yeah, so I didn't go anywhere. I'm just saving it up for being on the road.
Oh, fair enough. Are you one of those big tour creatures like a Marlon Williams or a Delaney Davidson? Does it thrill you, or does it deplete you quite a lot? You love it?
Yeah, no, it is exhausting, but I like the art of making sure that everything's running well and you're looking after yourself. And yeah, it's not. I think when you're young and you start touring, you think it's just a 24-hour party, but it's not. It's really hard to kind of like not burn out. But I like getting that right, and that's kind of part of the fun now.
Awesome. I'm very happy to hear. Now, a lot of folks have had the experience of calling, you know, MSD or the IRD or whatever, and you've joined the pantheon of artists who are played over those hotlines. You know, I'm sure you've heard that quite a lot. What was your reaction when that happened? Like, did you give permission? Did you get royalties for that?
It's a really funny story. I mean, I think there's this sort of funny joke meme that it's like Sway's like number one song on the IRD, which I don't think is true. Like, but yes, it is there a lot. And you know, the organisation APRA that puts those songs up on there, I'm now on the board of. And I did actually say to them a few years ago, do you think you could take my songs off the old
music? Put the new ones on there.
Yeah, apparently you can't though. Like, if you opt out of that, you're opting out of a lot of stuff. So anyway,
that's crack.
Yeah, it was funny to. It's not that I don't appreciate it, but it's just like it can be an association, a negative association, if someone's like tending to their tax and they're listening to this song and getting plagued by it. I mean, you know, apologies. It's not.
It's great.
It's not my fault.
No, it's great. I love it. Now, I think end of the verse on this new track says you see a red sunset and an orange sky. Have you seen many red sunsets and orange skies?
So many. It's just like I don't know, I'm always marveling at the sunsets, you know. So that song is definitely about sort of like yearning for someone and like wanting to appreciate a sunset with someone that's maybe not there, or not even wanting to to do that with you. But yeah, that's kind of what that's about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a very bare track. It's hypnotic with these simple buzzy bass tones forming the rhythm. Then there's these like shiny keys hanging around the atmosphere of the track, and these very straightforward drums, all underscoring your repeated irony and forlorn verse. When you went into that Parisian studio in the winter to record this thing, I mean, what kind of vibes were with you? Did it take very long to record?
That song's really old for me. I had fragments of it from like 15 years ago that I never could quite finish. But we did some recording in Paris, and there's something about going overseas and taking your funny little mundane song and taking it somewhere where you can really sort of suspend your own boredom with yourself and just feel a bit more dreamy. And that, you know, it was kind of finished quite quickly after that. And I kind of just always wanted to make a sort of guilty pleasure dance song, you know, because I've never really made anything like that before. So that's how that came about.
That's awesome, man. And one thing I really love is that I was reading the comments on the Red Sunset video. There was lots of international love, and you were replying to just about all of those comments. And that was really sweet to see so much good fan interaction there, man. Have you always been quite responsive with them?
Honestly, because I'm a little old lady now, I don't really understand the internet. And so, but now after being through so much, I realize and appreciate how, you know, the fact that someone is willing to like put themselves out there and just say something nice online, I get that now. I don't think I really understood it, because, you know, I've been around so long. I guess I saw the start of things like I mean, I saw the start of a lot of social media and I didn't get it. I didn't really understand the idea of it, actually. But it's more like a community and a kind of interaction that I'm only just getting my head around, which sounds sort of silly. But
no, it's a whole other world, man. It's you know, cyberspace is huge. I do want to say, on the cover of Drive, your album Drive, I see so many people dressing like you on that cover these days, because that kind of fashion is like back in vogue. It's like circled back. It's so good. It's so awesome.
Crack up. It's That's so super funny. Yeah, I know. There's definitely been a 90s revival, and it's pretty funny to see, because what I'm noticing about what's cool that's being brought back from the 90s wasn't actually the stuff that was cool in the 90s. So, you know what I mean? It's like sometimes it's the weird stuff that has a revival. It's the stuff that kind of was a bit more fringe or like
didn't get the limelight.
Not in great taste.
Completely. Yeah. This song, Red Sunset, comes from an album of the same name in February. That's when it's dropping. Now, on your last album, Close Your Eyes, you did several covers, and you said at the time that they touched on something specific to you better than you could write. Can we expect to see any covers on the new album, Red Sunset, or is this going to be 100% original?
Oh, this is the first originals album in a really long time. The last record was a covers album, and I don't really want to like leave my music career on a covers album. So I just thought I've really got to try and write a new record. So this is all originals now, and it's hard putting new music out now, because even people's listening habits are tending towards, you know, stuff they already know, you know, because it's a bit of an intellectual ask to get someone to kind of listen to something that they don't know and get inside of it. But I just really had to make something new for my own sort of sake, for my own sanity.
One thing I noticed about the three singles that have come out is that they're all weather related. We've got Paris in the Rain, It's Like Summertime, and now Red Sunset. Is this a weather concept record?
I mean, yeah, I guess there's definitely the mood of the times in the record. There's also a song on the new record called Escape from Planet Earth. It's getting kind of apocalyptic, you know.
It is, man.
It's getting weird. So, and I guess at best, like a songwriter or an artist is supposed to do something with that. So they're supposed to sort of metabolize what's going on and try to make sense of it. So those were just things that were on my mind when I was in Paris recording. It was so bitter. It was so cold and so scary, rainy. And it was just sort of not long after some serious flooding. So, and that's not the Paris I knew. I had lived there maybe 20 years ago. And so it just feels like a weird time, you know.
It's funny because, I mean, maybe with the exception of Cyclone Gabriel, we don't really have many huge climate weather events, and we're always hearing about heat waves in Europe, cold snaps in the US, horrible heat waves in India. You know, we're quite isolated from all that still, even with the horrible things like Cyclone Gabriel happening.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It just does feel like the weather's doing what it wants to do, and it's kind of the boss. I don't know. It feels pretty hectic up in Auckland, at least. And Northland's flooding today as well. So I don't know. I think it's getting kind of weird, but anyway, let's try to be cheerful.
Well, there is a tour for the new album. You're going all around the country. I've got to say, a bit sad to see that you're not coming to Dunedin. Fair enough.
You can come to Christchurch.
You could come to Christchurch.
Or Wellington. The one in Wellington's cool. It's with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, which will be amazing.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. But we'll get to Dunedin sometime.
It's sometime this year, 2026, you can commit?
I think, why not? Yeah, if there's a place to play, sure.
There definitely is. Cool. All right, well, we'll hope to see you down in Ōtepoti sometime in 2026. Thank you so much for coming on the program and having a chat. I want to know, do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions, considerations you want to leave for our lovely listeners?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, just all the best for 2026. Good luck with the new student year starting. And, like, I'm excited for everyone. Do what you love, you know, get into it, be positive, be happy.
Yep.
All the best for the year.
Amen to that. Alrighty, thank you so much, Beck. Really appreciate
it. Thanks,
Zach. Thank you.
Take
All right, folks, that was Beck Runga. We had a chat with Beck just then about her new song, Red Sunset, which is out wherever you find your music. We're going to play it for you right here on The One. Here is Beck Runga with her new track, Red Sunset. You are listening to The One. We'll have Kai time at around 10:50-ish. Keep it bloody locked. So heartbeat and
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.